No time to think about the tremendous sacrifice that's about to be made. The extra weight that's about to be put on. The stretch marks. The pain of the delivery in biblical times. And the scary part as she's talking to us, she said, you know, she's talking to the correspondent, I didn't have any x-rays. There was no ultrasounds for me. No epidural injections to ease the pain. No modern day conveniences. And we talk about biblical times, high infant mortality rate. Do you know what that does to somebody's mind? Then she's saying, can I do this for 9 months? She tells us that in the very beginning, I was in survival mode. You see, I was espoused to this man named Joseph. I called him Joe. And I'm wondering, how was Joe going to receive and react to the news about me being pregnant? Would I be stoned to death? Would he hide me and put me away privately? This was serious. This is biblical times. I know, Mr. Correspondent, you read Matthew 1:19. Then Joseph, the husband, being just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. At that point, can you imagine Mary's mind swirling? Because now she's mama bear. Think about this, that during those times, that if you didn't act according to law, and here they had not consummated a relationship, yet here she's pregnant, that she could have been stoned to death. Joseph is this righteous man, and he's by the book and this, and then all of a sudden he's supposed to be a father? He could easily take the easy way out. You know, we're going to clean this up. I never met Mary, or we dated a little bit. She ain't mine. His boys would say, hey, you know, you can go ahead, and we can handle this and take care of this. So now Mary has to process this through a fleeting thought. He could have stoned me to death. That's illegal. Now, as Mama Bear, how would you react? This was a thought that he might be able to take me out. Mary said, don't you know I'm from Camden? I wish he would come in here. Thinking, there's going to be something going on here. An angel of the Lord spoke to me. I got to protect me and my baby. Don't know. I wish you would come in here. So Mama Bear has to sleep with one eye open. Never knowing what's going on with Joe. So now she's praying. And we know that Mary was praying, and that God answers prayer. One, Mary said, you know what? Because I know what Joe is and he knows the law, that I need forgiveness for my prayers. Because I'm going to do what I got to do as Mama Bear to protect myself. I got to protect myself from myself, because what I could do if Joe came in here the wrong way at the wrong time. I need prayer. I need forgiveness for those thoughts, Lord. Forgive me. And God heard those prayers. You didn't think you were going to get a forgiveness sermon on Mother's Day. But I want you to see that Mary's thoughts and prayers weren't unfounded. In the very next verse, I'm in Matthew 1:20 now. Look what was going on in Joseph's mind. It said, but while he thought on these things, are we supposed to dismiss it like we didn't read that? Mary knew what time it was. She knew her man. Jesus knew her man too. God knew her man too. The angel said, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She could sleep at night. God took care of it. And God was answering prayers. So now we move on to the next phase of the arrival. And what I mean by that, can you believe it? You're 9 months pregnant, and you get word that there's a census. It's hard enough that I got to get ready to deal with 9 months of labor. Now we got to pack up and get ready to travel. This is Bible. It's in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Caesar Augustus had a decree. Everyone to his own city. And y'all know that Joseph is from the city of David. But I want you to see the travel that was, it's in the verse. Joseph from the city of David, meaning Bethlehem, and they go from Galilee to the city of Nazareth, Judea to the city of David, Bethlehem. 9 months pregnant. During biblical times. We're not talking about any Uber rides and a nice car pulling up. This was rough terrain that they had to try. And once again, Mary, Mama Bear, is in survival mode. What are you talking about, Rick? They wanted to kill my baby. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, and when they departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Last sentence. For Herod, King Herod, will seek the young child to destroy him. Stated another way, Herod wanted to kill baby Jesus. Mama Bear got to get ready again. Had to deal with Joseph. Had to make sure he was right. Now I got a king trying to kill my boy. But Jesus does make it through. He does arrive. As we move forward, as we're interviewing Mary, and she said, it was just a marvel to watch Jesus pray. In Luke chapter 2, verse 40, it says, and the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now, there's a word there for all of us. Some of us have been in church 10 years, 30 years, 70 years. The Bible is saying, I don't care how long you've been going to church studying God's word, there's room for growth.
Amen.
If Jesus can grow and grow in spirit and in wisdom, how about you? Are we reading our Bibles? Are we going to Bible study? I'm not throwing stones. Are we going to Sunday school? Are we doing all that we can to grow in Christ? If Jesus can grow in Christ, and even with all, he created everything. If Jesus can grow in Christ, isn't there room for us? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But as Mary is talking to us, she said, oh, that Jesus being Jesus. She's telling us that there was no book on how to raise a child prodigy. No blueprint on how to raise a son of the living God. She was, and her mind was like he was a precocious little boy. In fact, I remember when he was 12. You remember that story. That's in Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 50. Let me summarize it for you. There was a time where we were traveling, and we could not find Jesus. He was about 12 years old. Now, we should have known to look at the temple, but we're looking low, we're looking high, we're going to this city, this village, this township. Could not find Jesus anywhere. That's day one. Now, as mothers, you begin to worry about your child. 2 hours, 3, a day? Then day two comes by, still no Jesus. We're talking about a mother's love. That's my baby. I haven't seen him for 48 hours. Where could Jesus be? 3 days before they find him. But Jesus being Jesus, he was at the temple, holding school. Answering all their questions. They were scratching their head, all these senior saints. How is it possible that he knows us? And Jesus is sitting here knowing that he's the master. Rabbi. He knows it all. But they couldn't deal with it. But they're as parents. They were good parents. But it was interesting watching Jesus grow. Then from age 12, now we move to the next phase. Mary said, let me tell you about the beginnings. Mary said, I was there for my son's first miracle. Right? You remember your child when they took that first step, when it was learning how to walk and you were there, you were like, I wasn't at work, I wasn't someplace, I was right there when my child took those first steps. Mother Mary was there to see Jesus performing his first miracle. Like many mothers like you, perhaps you've been taking your child to basketball practice. football practice, soccer, cheerleading, music lessons, music practice, music recitals. Mom was there. Mary was there for her baby boy as he's about to perform his first miracle. And we see it in John chapter 2, verse 9. I want you to see what he does. Because everybody talks about Jesus turns water into wine, so this is the one. Well, this is my past right here. Well, because if Jesus had wine at his wedding, right, well, then that means, well, what's the difference between wine and weed? Well, you know, what's wrong with me taking this drug and that drug? And if he could have alcohol in his wine or at this wedding, don't I get a pass? Well, we're going to put a spiritual glasses on when we read scripture. We'll talk about that in Bible study. We'll talk about that in Bible study. So, in verse 9 it says, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the wine that was made wine. I want to make sure that you see that the miracle did take place. In fact, at Bible study, someone says that was a process that was taking place at an accelerated pace to take water and to take into wine. There were some of us who were covered in muck and mire, and Jesus was able to wash us clean and take us from that to being crystal clean, being ready to serve God.